Hello, my name is Jabril Lee. You have reached the Department of the Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you to register for the vaccination for the COVID-19?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so what can I help you with?
I had a question. Today I had text one of my workers, and I told her that I was having a headache and I was vomiting. But I already had corona before, and I was mostly just pregnant symptoms, but she told me that I still would have had to get tested. I'm trying to see to go about that, because I'm not having no corona.
You're pregnant?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it probably is pregnancy symptoms, but you told her that they're going to require that anyway for you to, you know, just to be on the safe side.
Uh-huh. And my doctor told me I couldn't take no medication for a headache, so therefore I'm going to have a headache. I can't take nothing for no kind of medication. So.
You can take Advil. I think Advil.
Okay. Because I can't eat. I'm like in my first trimester, so I cannot eat nothing for real.
Yeah, I was like that in my first. You can take Advil. There are pills that they prescribe for pregnancy for that to keep you, from, you have insurance?
Yes, ma'am. I asked them about it, and they kept saying, well, you don't need nothing because it's too early. I was like.
How far?
I'm like 11.
No, I was prescribed with some when I asked my doctor. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it for you. It was something they prescribed me for to keep me from vomiting and headaches.
It started with a Z?
I'm trying to log into my Walgreens app right now so I can show you that prescription. Well, give it to you so you can write it down. Hold on, give me just a second. But yeah, they're gonna require you to do that anyway. If you told her you're having those symptoms.
That's okay, but she know I'm pregnant though. She play too much. She just wanna be mad, just mad for no reason. But he got tested at the other job I was working at. So,
You had got tested?
Like, at the other job I was working at. And, like, I had corona, like, 3-4 months ago. And I had got tested when I got that job, and I was negative. So, she just, an excuse for her. An excuse. You know what I mean? It's crazy. You know, every time I told you I had headaches, she didn't say nobody go get tested. Man, well, as soon as somebody call off, you got to go get tested. I really don't need to get tested because I don't have no symptoms, first of all.
Yeah, because you said vomiting.
Yeah.
I think the symptoms for that that normally people first start getting is they can't smell anything.
Yeah, that. I smell everything.
Why would not let me log into my Walgreens thing so I can spill this information out to you?
I'm trying to see what to give her.
And they wouldn't prescribe you for it?
No. She told me, I'm so sick of the Strata building. I should just want the ones in turn, something, because they not it. But some people coming out to my way, they said I don't need to get tested.
You don't. You really don't.
So when I tell them, I need a reading.
But all jobs do that, gonna do that anyway, just to, you know, because you aware her of it. So, of course, she's going to ask.
She didn't even ask, say how long have you had it, none of that, just, you got to go get tested. What? You didn't even ask me how I get the symptoms. I told her I ate something. It's something I ate from a girl that I worked there, and I ain't know what a little probably food for us because she had some chicken salad, and it was, it was nasty. That probably part throwing up too, because that joint was nasty. And the headaches, I had them all the time. So that don't matter. That's in my family because they have migraines.
Cause I had some. They're like some small pills, 20 milligram.
I need 100 milligrams.
I think all of them, they don't go above that.
Okay. I can't wait.
Yeah, your doctor was supposed to. I know when I asked mine, and mine first, they prescribed me with them so I could eat.
I can't even eat. That's crazy. She told me, let's just get through this first time after fine. I was like, okay, man, you finna blow me.
My thing won't even load, so I can tell you.
Yeah, I've been drinking nothing but ginger ale. That's it. And that won't even help. And some saltine crap, that don't help either.
I think this is what it's called. If I'm not mistaken. I can't pronounce it, so I'm gonna spell it to you.
Okay.
It is spelled D-O-X-Y. L-A-M. I-N-E.
Okay.
How they? Because the mine's was low, I could have told you. It's not loading for some reason.
It's some sort of S at the end of it, don't it?
It got an S on the end.
Yeah. It's like that word and another
It's
word.
Another word, S-U-C-C-I-N-A-T-E.
Yeah.
But yeah, take the, I could tell you into that, take the test, or no, for you to go back to work, go get tested and just for it to come out negative so you can give it back to her so you can return to work.
Oh, I hate that test. Really? She said she gonna text me back if she gets some information before she not.
All right, I hope you get through with that. All right, thank you for calling the Department of the Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day.
You too.